Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 1 through 8. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women went to the tomb carrying the spices they had prepared. They found that the stone had been rolled away from the tomb. When they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men stood by them in dazzling clothing. The women were terrified and bowed down with their faces to the ground. The men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has been raised. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinful men and be crucified and the third day rise again?" Then they remembered his words. How's your memory? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Have you ever played the game Memory? If so, you know how it feels when you think a card is in one location, only to flip it over and find out that you were wrong. Then the person you are playing with gets it right. You probably say out loud, "Oh, yeah." Your parents have probably had a similar feeling when they walk into a room and forget what they were going there for. When it finally comes back to them, they might even say out loud, "Oh, yeah." This is the same reaction that the women in our verses had when the angels reminded them of Jesus' words. Jesus had told them that he would willingly be arrested. Jesus had told them that he would die on the cross to take away their sins. Jesus told them that he would rise from the dead 3 days later to win for them a place in heaven for all eternity. But because they were sad, they forgot for a little while, until they stared into the empty tomb on Easter Sunday, and the angels reminded them. They might have even said out loud, "Oh yeah," as they remembered Jesus' words. It's easy for you to forget where the cards are in the game Memory. It's easy for your parents to forget what they were looking for when they are walking from room to room in your house. And it's easy for all of us to forget Jesus' words and promises for us. That is why he gave us Christian friends, parents, and a church family to remind each other of Jesus' words. When you are feeling alone, remember Jesus' words, "Surely I am with you always." When you are feeling afraid, remember Jesus' words, "He will command his angels to protect you." When you are missing a loved one who has gone to heaven, remember Jesus' words, "In my Father's house are many mansions. I am going to prepare a place for you." What a great day to join the women peering into Jesus' empty tomb and say out loud, "Oh yeah," and remember Jesus' words. We ask for help to remember Jesus' words in prayer. Dear Jesus, continue to put people in our lives, parents, pastors, teachers, and friends, who remind us of your words. Send your Spirit to work through these words to bring us the message of comfort and forgiveness. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.